Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name's Latanya. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I have been waiting on a check that you guys supposedly sent. You tried to deposit it into my bank account, and I'm at the bank right now, and they said that you're running it, you need to run it as a credit voucher, mm-hmm. and you're not running it that way.
You said the bank told you we got to run it as a credit voucher?
Yes. I'm at the bank right now.
Okay. Let me just take a look. And can you provide me your zip code?
43016. 43016.
And your first and last name?
Ruth Pryor.
All righty. Let me just check. One moment.
Hi, Kane.
She knows, but she don't. You don't have the accountant. Let's see. One moment.
Yep. You're running it as a POS, not a credit voucher.
Okay, can you give me one moment? Hold on, I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Thank you. It rained, but then it stopped. It rained earlier by my house, and then it just rained for like 5 minutes.
Oh, they're here in the meeting right now. The only person that's available is Laura.
I heard he called her, too.
She didn't answer? Mm-hmm. They probably didn't meet until like 12:30.
But doesn't it show if somebody tried to take it out? Wouldn't it show? I'm looking now at myapartments.com to see if they took my, since they didn't take my rent out, if it went through or not.
It's an automatic payment, right?
Yep. On Magville pays through apartments.com, $1,700.
When were they supposed to take it out?
Today.
I mean, what is it? You don't see it on the transaction?
And that's going to be a problem because I bet you they're going to say you guys denied it because I stopped payment on it. We went through this. How many times have I did this? I'm not doing it anymore. I got charged $100 last time because of him.
Okay, so I was just reviewing the notes on the account, so just allow me one moment. I'm going to bring my supervisor on the line, okay? Just one moment.
Yeah.
Another way.